The Trump administration is now looking for a way to implement its zero-tolerance policy at the border without separating families. In another bid to detain and deport as many people who cross the border as possible, the administration is planning to propose a regulation that would roll back a federal judge's long-standing decree known as the Flores Settlement. That agreement limits the amount of time migrant children can be held in detention to 20 days. Yagana Torboti covers immigration for Reuters, and she joins me now to explain this rule, why the Trump administration wants to bypass it, and what the consequences could be. Hi, Yagana.
Thanks for having me.
So the issue at the center of the story is the Flores Settlement, which is an agreement from federal courts more than 20 years ago. Remind us about this Flores Settlement, please.
So this was a sort of long-running litigation that went back to the 80s, but they finally reached a settlement in 1997. And it effectively places a sharp limit on the number of days that a child, a minor child, can be held in detention. And at first, it only applied to children who entered by them. It now basically applies both to children who entered the country, crossed the border alone, as well as those who entered with their parents or with some sort of adult. And so, for the past year or so, the Trump administration has been trying to find ways around this settlement. It's both asked the court to roll back some of its provisions, and now through this proposed regulation, they are sort of making their first real serious move to effectively end the settlement.
And the Trump administration has used Flores to justify their policy of separating kids from their parents at the border, have they not?
Right. So what they say basically is that by the terms of the Flores Agreement, we cannot hold parents and children together in detention. And so if we want to avoid what they call catch and release, which is a policy that they really, really dislike, which is essentially when a family crosses the border, detaining them initially, but then having to release them because there's not enough room in immigration detention facilities, releasing them during while their immigration court proceedings move forward, they want to avoid that. And so what they've said is that because of the Flores settlement and the limitations that it places on what the government can do, we have to separate families. We have to essentially detain the adult migrants indefinitely while their court proceedings go forward, while we send the children to sort of licensed facilities in the least secure setting possible, sort of shelters or foster care. And of course, advocates and even some federal judges say, well, you don't really have to separate those families. You could just release them. But that, again, as I mentioned, that's something that the administration just really doesn't want to do.
And we've also seen other administrations in the past push back on Flores. Is what the Trump administration is doing different?
What they're doing is different in that no other administration has actually, over the last two decades, actually presented regulations that would terminate the agreement, and they've all had the right to. That's actually written into the agreement itself, that the way to sort of come to the end of this consent decree is for the government to propose regulations that effectively put it into practice. And so, you know, seeking to get out of the main core requirements of Flores is something new that the administration is doing. And of course, a lot of immigration advocates and advocates for those migrants have a lot of problems with the way that the government is going about it.
And this proposal from the Trump administration would also determine where children can be held, right?
Basically, what they're trying to do, the biggest change is, as I see it, is they're trying to essentially create a new sort of licensing scheme. So currently, children can be held in facilities that are licensed by state authorities to hold children. What the administration wants to do is create a scheme where some third party, and who that may be is sort of to be determined, but some third party that is employed by the Department of Homeland Security can effectively give its approval for a facility to hold children. And therefore, that would allow the government to increase the number of beds it has available in facilities that can technically hold children, and therefore it would not have to release as many families who cross the border. And so the concern really is that, you know, who would this third party be? What would those standards be that are in place? You know, is the government going to really be holding children in detention for months and months, even if it's a place that has schools and playgrounds and all sorts of other facilities for children? There are a lot of studies that show that, you know, detention for children is harmful even for short periods. And so those are kind of the main concerns that people are raising and, you know, saying that this is really not in the spirit of the Flores Agreement.
Well, and the whole reason Flores exists is because of the physical and emotional harm that's done to children when they're detained for long periods of time. Has the Trump administration acknowledged that?
I mean, what they've said in the regulation is that if they move forward with this, it will abide by the spirit of the Flores agreement. And even more than that, they've said that it effectively maintains the same standards for detention of children that are maintained in the Flores settlement. I think, though, that for the sort of the same reasons I said before, people would really disagree with that. They would say that, you know, any kind of detention of children is harmful to their development. It's one thing to detain a migrant who's crossed the border indefinitely while their immigration proceedings continue, and it's a completely different thing to detain children. One, usually children are not held at fault for the actions of their parents if they're minors. And secondly, the developmental process that goes on when a child is very young can really be thrown off track by even a month or 2 months or however, you know, much, much longer of detention.
Yagana Torbati covers immigration for Reuters. Yagana, thank you.
Thanks for having me.